America is strong. America is healthy. And like all other, like all healthy individuals, we have our ups and downs. I've been suffering from a cold. But we know that America is not always at the very tip-top of its form, and it is not now. But I want to tell you this. The economy of this country is a lot stronger than the spirit of those people that I see wailing about and saying that it's no good.
President Eisenhower went on to say that the government has what he termed all sorts of useful projects on the shelf to be put into action against the recession if and when they're needed. But, said the president, at the present time,
confidence is what this country needs. And it's going to get confidence, not so much about the numbers of men that the federal government can put back to work through the projects, useful projects that they can develop. It's going to be brought confident because of the example of the federal government, as well as by each person in this room, by all like you in the United States that are working still for a better and stronger America, one that is strong and sound economically at home, that is spiritually strong in its faith in the values that have been handed down to us by our forefathers through these decades, and that will respond to the convictions, the beliefs of those people who say America has survived every crisis that it has ever been faced, even the bitter ones of war. Now, at this time is no time to listen to the people who are men of little faith and of little spirit. Now is the time when courage, common sense, and soundness will prevent a slackness in employment and a dip in the economy from becoming serious.